We are the NOLA Babes.
I'm Yan.
I'm Dejon.
I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Wesley.
Alrighty, babes, we are back. And today's topic is, what about the opposite sex confuses you the most, ladies?
We can write a book.
Let's write a book. We're coming out with a book.
NOLA Babes edition.
Okay. Mm.
Volume one.
How to think like a babe.
These dudes so confusing.
Okay.
Yeah. They so insane. That's my favorite word from now on. Insane.
Okay.
You're insane.
You're insane. So, first thing I would say, I'm confused on why they lie when we're not in a relationship. What are you lying for? Okay. You have no commitment to me. No ties to me. So what you lying for?
They're just a liar.
They're just liars. We need to put out a what is this before? This is not to all men. This is for if the shoe
like
fit.
A disclaimer.
A disclaimer.
Yes, we love our men. Like, y'all like to talk about girls, so this is our time to talk about boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all to it.
Yeah. Cause y'all really do too much. Yes. But shout out to the good men that are doing what's right.
Yes.
The very, very few that exist.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, like, less than 1%.
Shut up.
Statistically speaking.
If you got one, hold on.
Oh, girl. No, if you got one, can I join?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Please?
It's hot out here.
I'm praying for my king.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, that bothers me. Like, why are you lying? Like, why we just can't keep it a buck on what we doing? Or what is it that you doing? Why are you not communicating? Like, that's another thing. Why are you not communicating with me and you have to, I guess, feed me lies, I guess, to keep me around? That might be the reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah,
but to bounce off of that, men will lie about the simplest things, and you'll be like, I already know the answer, so why are
like
you sitting here?
We know?
Yes.
I think sometimes we have an ideal,
I think it's our female intuition, like, or either we probably look for
or it's just that simple that you just know.
Yeah, that's true, because you could, honestly, you could tell how a dude acts. And when they start acting differently, you catch them in their lies.
They
like
start stuttering.
Yes.
They say the craziest things. They do the craziest things. They say the craziest things. Like, you know your dude.
Right.
I think that's dumb. Because it's just like, just tell the truth. Like, just tell the truth.
You know him. But then you got those guys who do tell the truth and just be so, like, blunt. Without
Like, that's what
what
it is.
What do you want, girl? Babe, what do you want, a liar or a guy that's
no, tell me the truth.
But
hurt
you
my feelings. Tell me the truth.
I think you can tell the truth without without being so blunt. There's a way you come across with your delivery.
Yes, I agree.
Come across with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So, because we come across with compassion. We be trying not to hurt their feelings because we know, like, their tea is crowded, like, they got to crowd them out. Mm-hmm. But yet we, oh, babe, you know, that's
so
all right.
Weak.
All right, you going to get braces on? You know?
Girl, I feel like if you say that anyway, you say that, that's different.
Yeah, yeah. If you can put that in it kind
anyway,
of way.
It's still you, like,
you serious?
You want an argument after that.
I love how them tea clash together.
Like, I love that you got that gap in between your feet.
I love
that.
How you're so confident in your smile.
I love that you still smile with it.
Confident.
You know, your theme song should be Quicker Smile by J. Cole.
Girl, that boy's going off with your head.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I think what confuses me the most is just the fact that they live double lives.
They want to live for their bros and they want to live for them. That part?
They have triple lives. They definitely have double lives. They have a life with us and then a life with their niggas
for the world.
I agree.
For the streets.
I definitely agree. I think
the whole confusion, ladies, our mind and their mind are totally different. Yeah. So that kind of, that's what it is. So the things that make sense to us really don't make sense to them. God really laid his hand on us because we're so smart. Like, girls are so smart. Like, we smart. Like, dudes,
their attention span is just so short.
It is.
And they just don't know what they want. Mm-hmm. They have an idea of what they want, but they just want to dibble and dabble on anything.
Mm-hmm. They want to look good, too. That's a whole nother thing. I think, for me, what confuses me the most, like I said, how their mind is set up. So that's my number one. And then, two, it's just like, with the honesty, don't understand that. Yeah. Also, it's just like, why can't you be yourself? Like, like Chelsea said, two lives. Why you just can't be yourself all the way around? Because dudes be lying. Like, I was talking with my brother, and he was like getting ready for his bachelor trips and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And he was just saying, like, they came out with 12 people going out of town. And he was just saying, dudes don't even, like, you know, like, when we go out of town, like, girl, we not gonna go, or, like, we're more honest. She said, when it comes down to it, it's like five of them going. Because dudes so scared that their ego, that's mm-hmm. another thing, their ego don't understand that. So they just like, yeah, bro, we're going to go out of town. Yeah. Instead of saying, like, I don't got the money. Yeah. Like, you know how girls are more honest. Like, dudes are just like, more transparent. Like, dudes don't even know how to do that with their friends. Like, they're like, nah, I'm going to go knowing that they didn't have money from the beginning with.
Girl, they must just be having a positive mindset.
That's what it is.
They're trying to manifest it.
It's always just in the freaking mind.
They definitely be manifesting.
This is what confuses us.
But this is the truth. This is our truth.
Ari Lennox.
Girl, for real. No, they really do be living a double lives because they'll be with us and be acting like a straight baby.
Girl, he sucks on his thumb. Let me tell you. When he's with me, he sucks on his thumb.
I warm up his milk. Okay. And belch him after he eats.
But when he's with the rest of the world, he got his gun in his back. He ready to kill him.
He got the Glock.
Girl, he riding with a stick, okay?
That's so weird, though. No, dudes, I really experienced that with a dude. Like, well, not with a dude. All dudes. Like, they would literally complain, gripe, groat. The whole night. But get in front of they dude, it's like, yeah, man, she tripping all that. What? You tripping?
It's like, why do you have to put that front on?
Yes.
Like,
why don't you front? Sense. Dudes, why are y'all fronting? Be yourself. Because we us. Mm-hmm. We our girls in front of our girls. We us in front of you.
Yeah. Okay. I think another thing that confuses me is the fact that they feel like they can't be emotional. Oh, like, they can't express, like y'all was saying, like, they just feel like they can't, they have this wall built up.
Yeah.
As if they can't just be honest about who they are, what they like, if they like you, they just want to keep you in their back pocket for whenever they want, they ready to play. I'm going to just keep her in this back pocket for when I get bored. Don't play with me.
Girl, pulling a wild card.
Yes, pulling wild cards, left and right.
Freaking taboo.
Girl, go in.
Yeah, maybe so emotionally distraught and hurt, like, from previous relationships, and it bothers me because we always get over stuff like that. Like, always have to just bounce back off of a dude that just broke our hearts, like, really shattered us. Mm-hmm. But we gotta be the strong one. We gotta be like, oh, don't worry about that. He's just a boy. He's just a dude. Yeah, he's gonna do that. Always excuses for them. They love an excuse. But, like, when they get hurt, like, they think every girl is like that. So why y'all can't bounce back like how we bounce back? Mm-hmm. Why is that so confusing to me? Because, like, y'all sit there and be like, man, don't be so emotional. Y'all the man.
Yeah.
Y'all so emotional.
It's like, just y'all so don't want to show it. Y'all don't know how to express it. But, yeah, they're definitely emotional creatures. Like,
they are. Damn.
Oh.
Creatures.
Mr. Mancho all the time. Like,
Mr. Mancho.
People don't have time for this. No. Soften the hell up. How about that? Soften the hell up.
That should be another hashtag. Something the hell up.
No, for real. Nobody got time for that. Like, I gotta bring Tyler Perry back into this.
Come on, Kyle.
Because he was really like, he was being very, very motivational and inspirational. But he basically was, I guess he was trying to tell women, like, you know, I know y'all might be going through some things, divorces, whatever, you're trying to take care of your kids. He was like, but do not shut out love. Like, when you get your heart broken, just know that there's somebody else. And if you get your heart broken again, you go back and you find love. He was like, just never put up a wall.
Yeah.
It's like, because the best thing that you can do is continue to love again. Because he was like, if you let somebody take that away from you, the fact that you just cannot trust anybody, they have power over you.
Yes.
Which makes 100% sense.
Yeah.
You continue
you're
to
not
just
even with
keep
that person,
showing up.
You still
mad. You don't trust nobody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bitter Betty.
Another one would be like, why they feel like they can be, we have to be their girlfriends, quote unquote girlfriends, but we're not in a relationship. Like, we have to be.
They want wife, but they're not ready to ring it.
Wife it up.
Straight like that.
Like, why they want to be. Why do they treat us like we're their girlfriends but don't want to be in a committed relationship?
Okay.
That's so confusing. Come on, explain to me.
No, because I was going to be devil advocate here.
What you going to say?
I'm going to say, like, that kind of falls back on the woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It does, because
50-50.
You can't start doing things for men and then expecting them to give you a title when you're doing everything that I guess a girl with a title would do. How can you expect them to do more if you're already doing everything?
You're right.
You can't. I mean, it's just like you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah,
that's true. Like, you put the ball in his court.
You giving him wife before he's, you know, before he's even in the title of being anything.
Yeah. So that, I feel like that kind of falls back on us. Like, stop giving boys the ball. Like, stop putting the ball in their court.
But then it's very hard if you're a woman already, like, you know, you're that wife. You, like, that's just who you are. Like, you know, you're more of a nurturer. It's like, it's hard to play that, hard to get, like, that like, game. Like, I'm not going to text him. Like, you know, it's like, that's hard for me. So if it's like, I'm with you. But then it's like, then you still, it's like a game. It's like a game. So it's like, what do you do? Are you gonna be the hard person?
But why are we so, like, entitled? Like, why do we feel like we have to settle down so quickly? Or even just,
yes, that's now that one right there is the one, because every woman really feel like that.
I was about to say, a guy probably, that's probably their question. That's probably what confuses guys. Like, why girls be so hard up trying to be together? Like, why, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, that's probably why they really back away.
Yeah,
I think, like, sometimes that turns guys off. Exactly. Yeah, they get really scared.
It is like, scary. Damn, she asking for a lot. And then I feel like, too, they don't be having their lives together.
I was just about to say that. Yes.
So it really does kind of, like, frighten them. Like, this girl asking for a lot. I don't have it. Like, and then so they just start to push away.
Exactly.
To do
they freak out. Like, you know, they stop texting. They stop calling.
Because he could really, really like you. He could really be feeling you. But it's just, it might not be the time, or it's just stuff that he's going through personally, and he's just like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you gotta respect people's mind, but at the same time, like, you have to learn to
communicate as well. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That really plays the biggest part in it. If you communicate that to me, we're gonna be understanding on what each other want, and like, hey, if this can't work and you can't provide this for me, then okay, I gotta move on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gotta move on.
Yeah, if that's what you're looking for.
Yeah,
they have some guys that are like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some of them are honest. You know, not all of them lie, but some of them, you know, about different things. It just depends. But some guys gonna tell you, like, I'm not really ready.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna give you, like, little clues and stuff like that.
I'm not ready, but we kind of, like, trying to force them.
Yeah, but then they're going to still text you, like, you want to go to the movies?
Yeah.
So it's very confusing.
Oh, my God.
You get what I'm saying? So it's, like, confusing on,
like,
what do you want?
I have a friend like that, and I'm just like, why are you doing that to the girl? Why are you doing that? Like, it's so confusing. I'm like, because I tell him, like, I'm like, hey, if it was me and you know me, like, you know you wouldn't want that dude to do that to me. Why you do that to another girl? Because that hurts.
What was his answer?
He really was just like, it's just something to do.
Oh, well, then that's messed up.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I was about to say, like, maybe he just don't want to be responsible for her feelings. Mm-hmm. But that's just like, you know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You doing
and
good.
That was your time to really be honest too, because it's like nobody around. Like, why you trying to put up? Pull up a whole little facade? Like, I'm not your bro. You could tell me, like, why? You know what I mean? You like her.
And he had, like, they do explain, he have explained to me and stuff, but it's still at the end of the day, this, you know what it is, y'all? This is really a lot of guys, and I hear this a lot. They feel like they're not where they want to be in life.
Yeah.
Like, financial-wise, just with their whole life. Like, they feel like they got to be at a certain tax bracket to provide for that girl. But I don't look at that. Like, I don't look at, I'm like, we're growing together. We're doing this thing together.
Like, your favorite thing to say, social media. That plays, you know what I'm saying? That's a play, yes, a big part. You know, and that, like, you know.
Because they look at that so much, like, they look at these rappers, they look at Future, they look at
this is their inspiration.
This is why I understand.
I can Jay-Z, be compassionate.
They do look at
it's
them.
Okay for them to have 10 baby mamas, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this
is their bar.
Yeah, exactly. And that's and that is, ladies, that's the thing. You have to figure out what is your guy's bar. Like, who you think he be, you know, who he listens, like,
his inspiration.
Who is his inspiration? Stuff
does he
like
look
that.
Up to?
Yeah, I think it's like, now I think we're getting older, so I feel like you should have real conversations with your men. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Like, who you know, who is your inspiration? Where are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? You know, who you look up to? You know, what you do? Do you read books? Like, what do you get your knowledge from? Like, just real deep stuff. I think you should definitely ask your man, because then I think that helps you get to know him, so you won't be so confused on why he do. Because, like, you just understand people better when you know them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Not asking them what's their favorite color.
Yeah. You know? Not even like people always want chill. Like, are y'all talking?
Oh my God, Netflix and chill. Right.
Like, what are y'all even conversing about? What are y'all talking about? Unless you really just, you here for a good time. And I respect it. Like,
definitely.
I get it. But like, you really want to take somebody seriously, like, you really got to have some real conversation.
Yes. Definitely. We got to go on dates. Like, we got to go out. Like, not just, hey, if that's what you want to do, that's how you feel.
Mm.
But I don't want to accept, like, come over.
Mm-hmm. What are we
how
doing?
We going to talk? We're not even going to talk. We're just going to watch TV the whole time.
Yeah.
And we're
that's
their
favorite
gonna,
thing to do.
Yeah, come we're on. Not even going to be able to converse on what each other's likes, dislikes, you know, what we've been through. Not what we've been through, but yeah, what you've been through. Like, I need to know, hey, what kind of devils you got on your back?
Girl,
right. Because they be...
They love, that's their favorite thing. They fighting demons,
double riding my back. Ooh, that's their favorite line.
Yeah, but I also think, like, society does put a lot on me. You know, like, trust me, I have to be a devil's advocate sometimes. But I think, you know, they do go, especially Black men, like, they do go through a lot. So it's like, they're going through just being a Black man in America and then trying to, some of them, you know, I don't know the percentile, but some of them don't have a dad. So they have to kind of be like the dad over their house. Mm-hmm. They're trying to have a regular life, trying to do school, trying to do work, and then trying to be somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. And then they don't know themselves.
Right.
So, like, I get
a lot from this person.
Exactly. I'm trying to touch so many different lives, and I don't even know who I am. So I do get the confusion. I do get it. But we all a little confused. But just don't lead a nigga on. That's the whole thing. If you're not ready to be with me.
Just be transparent.
Just that's be transparent.
All, that's like, just to communicate.
Like, even a date. You don't have to bring me to Ruth Chris if you don't have Ruth Chris money.
Right.
It's like, it's a thought. It's not about where you take me. It's the whole thought process of it. If we go get a snowball and go chill at the park, I'm as happy as I can be.
Right.
You know? So it's like,
it's
dudes just,
things
they don't
really
think. They just, like you said, their bar is just all the way up here. So it's like, oh, if I can't bring in the Rukers, we not going out to eat. Let me stop texting.
And they be messing with the, I guess it's too, that maybe the girls that they've messed with previously that have them, maybe it's the scammer type of girls.
Right.
I don't know. Like, girls that really just like, oh, if you're not doing this for me, then I don't want to be like, because you know, they have those girls.
Yeah.
The ones that be trying to act like, but they be wanting love too. So it's just like, y'all got to stop too.
Right.
Y'all just need to be transparent. But if that is what you're looking for, sugar daddy, then hey.
Right. Do your thing.
Yeah. But I mean,
don't mess it up for the rest of us, though.
Please don't.
You know?
Like, please save me a baby daddy.
A husband. Come on now. We about to get it ready.
A husband.
Honestly, because I know I'm a good wife.
You wife. Y'all, we all wife.
We all wife.
So you guys, as we're talking about the confusion, things like that, and this is like for both sex. My question is, why do people cheat? This is a free world. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can say yes, you can say no. Why do you think people cheat? Like, in your opinion on why do people cheat?
Because they don't be satisfied.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that too. Or either they just want to be greedy.
They wanted everything.
They want everything. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's satisfied for me too.
Yeah. I kind of, for me, I think it depends on the sex. But Wes, you could go ahead.
I was going to say they probably just want to do it. You know, you get into this space where you probably have a person and then other people still liking you at this time. So you're like, let me see what I could do. It really be starting off small. I don't think you just jump straight into cheating.
That's an ego thing.
Yeah. Maybe it's that. That's probably one of the things why.
Really. Yeah. I feel like that happens more with boys.
I was just about to say that.
I think, too, another one would be, like, girls really throw themselves sometimes.
You think so?
Yeah. Nah, you're right.
They
definitely throw themselves them. And sometimes it's, like, it's a rush. Adrenaline rush sometimes to some women or either men. It depends on what sex. But, like, they throw themselves because they know, like, they married. Let's see this rush. Like, how they going to react to it. Mm-hmm. Are they gonna play off of me? Mm-hmm. Or are they gonna hold it down? Let me see how faithful they are.
Mm-hmm. Girls be plying. Dudes be plying too.
Yeah.
You can tell a dude that you got a boyfriend and he see you posting, niggas really retire. I don't care.
Yeah, and boys don't care. Like that's when they honest. They really
bold. That's the bold, that's honest one.
They don't care.
Boyfriend.
No confusion whatsoever.
Like, yeah, I don't care about that. But girls, they're more discreet with it.
They start off slightly, and then they gonna work their way up with it.
Yeah,
they want you to get to know them. But yeah, I think for some girls, I feel like they might cheat more emotionally than more like guys. I feel like guys do it. Like I said, not all guys, but what I'm thinking, guys do it just like what she's saying, just because they can. And more of a physical thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's more of an ego thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't understand it. I just feel like, why do people cheat? Because it's just like, if you want other people, why would you be in that relationship? But like, once again, they're selfish. Mm-hmm. So then they want the girl, but they want other girls too. So I feel like dudes just be doing it just because. It's like, they could have a baddie at home and still just not satisfied, you know?
It's that temptation. So they can't look past it.
And it's crazy because they're not going to leave their chick.
That's what they
half
don't
of the time.
They chick got to leave them.
No.
Great thing. So that's the thing. So why does dudes, they cheat and the girls take them back? You know, they be like, please take me back. But watch when a girl cheat on the dude. It's over with.
Because
they feel like they can't come back from it.
That's crazy.
Honestly, I feel like guys feel like they own whoever they're dealing with. Like, you are mine.
Yeah.
So if another person takes
that's true.
Like, I don't want you back. Like, they took you. They can have you. Like, they had a piece of me. I don't want you. Like, you're like,
that's so selfish. But y'all cheating.
So selfish.
And they want to bring flowers and purses. Please take me back.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's kind of our fault. Yeah, I was just about to say. Then it's like our fault. Like, okay. Maybe, buy me one more.
Yeah.
Buy me one more purse. Buy me that Chanel.
You want to cry in the rose, right?
I think they friends be pressuring them too. Like, if a girl cheat on them, they will go like, yeah, it was like, why would you take her back kind of thing, you know? I feel like they be talking.
Oh, dudes be bucking their head, they broke.
Yeah, they broke, be bucking
their head. Because, they don't feel played, like, if they do know and be like, man,
you let her cheat on you? You let her cheat on you?
And you really with that chick still?
Yes.
They really do the most, like, and they really are influenced by their bros.
Their bros.
They love their bros.
They love a
bro
more than
anybody.
It's crazy that you could talk about dudes and some of them fall in the same category. Like, it's crazy that you talk about one dude and it's like, girl, you having that same problem? Girl, you having the same dude? Yeah, it's like, it's weird that, like, dudes
and
do, like, different things.
It probably is.
Right.
Girl. He LaShawn to you and Richard to me.
Same girl.
She's messing with them.
same vibe. Yeah,
it's so weird that most times people have the same kind of situation as another girl. Like, mm-hmm. it's weird.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, they're my, that confuses me.
Okay.
The fact that, like, no, you really, they feel like they're entitled. They don't want to take a girl back after cheating, but girl, they want
on their knees
all the opportunities to get a chance with you again.
And the favorite line of theirs, I'm going to kill myself. Hands
from
the gun, okay?
Girl, I could
have. Oh my god!
Girl, I ain't done missing. I've
heard that. I'm so weak.
You're literally crazy. We're about to check you in.
Girl, I got told that one time.
Immediately. I'm not even gonna play. Like, I swear.
I got suckers. I got real suckers.
Come on now, woman.
I got suckers.
What are you doing?
He did. I was like, don't do that. You know, that ain't gonna make no
difference.
All your people. I got sucker. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm so serious. If a guy ever turn, I'm literally checking them into the hospital. They're gonna have to stay 48 hours. I swear. No, since you want to play with me and waste my time, like, I'm gonna check you in. I can't do nothing for you because now you're going beyond me. Like, this is beyond me.
Now you're tripping. Girl, they say the craziest thing.
No, they do. They be trying it.
They do. But cheating is really a whole nother level. And I don't understand it. Especially married people. Like, how would you cheat on your spouse, like, and they treat you so good? Like, girl.
Yeah. That's so embarrassing. That's the whole thing to me.
That's
like,
so embarrassing.
That is horrible. Like, I think that's one of a top horrible thing a person can do to somebody is cheat on them.
Yes.
Like, that is horrible.
That is horrible.
The reputation is feelings. It's like, how do I come back from that? Like, how do I trust you? It's a lot more, like, then I'm going to have to trust you again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, if you take them back, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just like, it's a
that
lot.
That's with your whole mental, especially if you're the one that got cheated on. Because, like, you like, what they doing? Where they at? Mm-hmm. What they doing? Where they at?
Mm-hmm.
Then they be mad at you for tripping, but it's like, you can't trust me in this position. Like,
and that's why you gotta go.
Like, why just be single if you want to do other things?
Right,
right.
Just be single.
It is so, that's confusing. That's so confusing. Baby, look, I ain't taking nothing. Okay, 2020, you better not play with me.
I'm ready for the ride.
I'm weak.
I roll.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Baby, I roll. I got whiplash, jerk.
Okay. I know, right?
Look, they come back. See what I'm saying? Women always come back.
They do.
So resilient.
Girl, we really strong. And men really fail to realize how strong we are. They might be physically strong, but mentally,
I feel like we're physically strong too. I mean, we give birth.
Yeah.
Yo.
Very true.
Whoa. That's strong. That's big strong.
Yeah. That's unbearable pain.
What makes
a man
sick?
Can't even have a cramp. First
okay,
of all,
I'm gonna check monthly.
We really are different from guys, though. It's crazy.
Yeah,
we are really different.
Our mindsets are different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like we were raised to be that way. Like our parents raised us.
Our parents raised us differently. Period.
I feel like it's instinct, like human instinct.
Also, like, you know how, like, guys' parents let their girl in the room, like, young, and then, like, girls' parents don't let the guy in, like, their bedroom and stuff like that.
Yes, that is so double standard. Like,
it's so different. Yeah, like, they just think everything's so different.
Yeah, there's plenty of things that my dad would let my brother do, but I feel like he would just be so taken aback if I did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he would just be like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing? What are you thinking? You're a female. Like, I know that.
I get that.
My mom used to do that. And I was so, I mean, being young, I still would, like, openly talk, like, Mom, that's not fair. You're going to let Will, oh, I'm sorry. You're going to let my brother have sex and all that? I'm doing it too. I was such a feminist at a young age.
Yeah.
I was like, you talking to him about the wrap up? Right. Talk to me.
Talk to all of us.
She was like, no, that's not how to go. I'm like, no, we're not sexist. You can't treat him that. I was such a, you know, I didn't stand for that. I still don't.
Question of authority. I love it.
But then I'll be like, I gotta think about that too. My kids come, and I have a girl and a boy. I don't want to treat them differently.
No, of course not.
But it's like that instinct. Like, you being a mother, I'm not going to let you do that.
You know how those dads are.
Yeah.
Dads about they being a girl.
Yes. Yes.
But that's because they be knowing. Because
what they did.
Yeah.
That'd be the whole.
They be trying to.
That's the game. Keep them away from
their inner child. You know what I thought about, though? Like, we said all of this, but we went after them thinking we might can change them. Do you think that?
No, I've never been with somebody thinking that I could change him. Or change his perspective to make him think like you, or thinking that he would change being with you.
I've done that before.
I think I'm guilty of it too. Like thinking, okay, I've heard he's a dog. I heard this and that about him. But
girls do that though.
Yeah, I feel like they definitely do
it's
do that.
Me. Mm-hmm. He ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna do that to me.
Oh, I mean, I've definitely been in a situation where I felt like, oh, nah, my nigga not gonna do that. That, yeah, but not the fact that I felt like I could change who he was. I feel like that was never me. Like, I wouldn't even want to be with you if I knew that that's who you was. Like, if I knew you was a dog, and if I seen it too,
yeah, like, you if showed I've already me your cards, and I'm still,
yeah, like, playing. And why would I want to engage myself, like, with you if I know who you are?
I was young. I was just doing it because I knew I could do it. Change him. I did it too, but
well,
it was I didn't yeah. really want it. I mean,
Wesley is so good.
I was yeah. joking.
Me.
I was just saying, girl, she holding back.
Yeah, she need to come out with a book song. Like,
okay. No.
But no, I definitely understand. I definitely get what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you see potential.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you fall potential.
Yeah.
Whoa, we fall in love with potential way too much,
yeah.
way too easily, and it's the idea,
mm-hmm.
and that we consume that with our own thoughts and our own mind and reality. It's really not even like
we
that.
We put our values on them.
Yeah. Definitely fall in love with the idea of a person.
Yes,
that's crazy.
That is crazy. I think it's crazy that it can last so long for some people, because that's like an idea you're still chasing. I tried to do that too before, and it's just like, it's just not happening. So what am I waiting for?
You really don't be
happy. You just got to really snap out of that potential thing. If they're going to do it, they're going to show you. Like, you really got to see improvement, like in a snap of a finger. There shouldn't be no room for no improvement.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Now you speak his
back. Now you got that.
You're
there.
No, that's really crazy though. Cause once you out of that situation, and that's another thing. That's
then you see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you see it. You see them. You be like, wait, hold up.
In another light.
Yes.
You'd be so blind.
Like, how could I allow that one person to do all that to me? Or why did I allow that?
Why was I with him?
Yes, girl. Why was I with him? Because he really not even that trade.
But honestly, people be like, why are you dragging? It's not even a drag. Exactly. Since now I see it.
Yeah. You really mm-hmm. be blind.
Like, but how did that even happen? Like, how it got started?
I think it probably be like, sometimes it could be desperation or loneliness. Mm-hmm. Or anything that women kind of fall under, and we just like, well, I just need something to play with. Yeah. I just need somebody to be with and give me comfort that I want when I need it or something like that. And then we just start settling. Then we start kind of getting feelings. We
That's
develop feelings
it's a feeling.
For that person that we think could be
Yuck.
That person for us.
Yuck.
You don't even see nothing else.
Ew.
And that's so scary.
That's so scary.
It's all in the mind. It's crazy, because then it's like, you see that person, like you were saying, you see that person for what they are, but then your mind, you're like, well, he could do that. He look good.
He do be looking
good. He look good. Wait, he really look good. Okay, this could kind of work a little bit.
Okay, maybe I'll let it slide.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much. I might be tripping. Then you question yourself.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I am tripping.
It's me. I'm always doing it. Then you get mad with yourself. Like, I'm always doing it. I go too hard. I'm too hard of a person. But no, sis, you right where you need to be. Stay hard.
Stand your ground. Yeah. Stand your ground. Don't move. Don't shiver.
It's bad. But they come like that, though. Like, they come like that. I feel like they come out of the way they act, straight out of birth.
What?
For real. I was talking to my seniors, and, like, one of the boys, he just was talking to me because he was like, you're the same age as my sister. I look at you like you're my sister, like you're my big sis. So I was like, okay. So he was just telling me, he was just like, yeah, I got a girlfriend, but, you know, I want to be with her, but I don't really want to be with her because I want to play around. I'm like, wow.
But they got older niggas telling them shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, they be instilling that stuff into they, like, don't settle down. Yes. Like, this,
yes.
You got all your life, bro.
Yep. All your life.
So you don't have all your life.
Yes.
Till you're 30.
Yes.
It's single, and everybody around you is getting married and having kids.
Yes. Which is another thing they fall victim to, listening to their brothers.
Yeah.
Their cousins.
Trying to look hard, trying to look good.
Because guess what, bro? If you don't come for somebody else, well.
Don't come for somebody else,
well. That's true.
But you know what, guys? With all this being said, heartbreak makes everybody stronger.
Yes. And I also would like to say, we are not dragging. I repeat, not dragging. We love our men. We love y'all. We just want y'all to love us back. You know? That's all.
Yeah, definitely. But also, just don't allow those confusing moments to take over your life. Like, don't allow that guy to make you confused. If it's confusing, it's not for you. Mm-hmm. So, you, as a woman, and as a male, so if you're listening, know what you want and know what you, well, I know what I want. And that's what I'm after. Like, I don't want to keep going through the same issues, because if you're going through the same issues, you're not developing, you're not growing, you're not changing for the better you.
You're the problem.
So, yeah, you gotta want better for yourself. So, if it's confusing, you ain't gotta go through that. You young, and we're trying to live life.
Yeah.
Fun. Like, we're trying to have a good time. Like, heartaches, heartbreaks, that's stressful. And stress leads to different diseases,
but it does make you stronger.
It does. Hey. So, babes, we want y'all to bust the hell up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be confused, ladies.
Mm-mm.
Know what your worth is.
Yes.
Know yourself deeply on your own. And then come to a guy. Because you know you. You know you a babe. Mm-hmm. And you know you a boss.
Yes. Mm. And don't settle for less.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can subscribe, so comment, also let us know how you feel on the episodes and you guys' feedback. Also follow us on all platforms at NolaBabes_, and we have our Instagram, we have a Facebook, and we also have a Twitter. Thank you guys so much for listening.